So let's talk about finding emotional safety. Finding it with another person is absolutely amazing, okay? But it is incredibly difficult to do. Not this level of safety. The level of safety I'm really talking about is where you can truly be yourself. But you must find that level of emotional safety within you.
Welcome to the Covert Narcissism Podcast. I'm your host, Renee Swanson.
Let's say that I'm a covert narcissist and I'm looking for a partner. Well, who am I looking for? I believe that I'm the best thing ever. I believe that I'm right all the time, that my opinion is the only opinion that matters. So who am I looking for? What kind of partner do I need? Well, I need someone who doubts themselves. Because if I go find someone who also believes that they're the best thing ever and their opinion matters more than anyone else's, then we're just going to fight all the time. I need someone who will defer to me. The best victim of gaslighting is someone who doubts themselves. One piece that makes someone incredibly vulnerable to the gaslighting and manipulation of a covert narcissist is someone whose own sense of self is too reliant on the opinion of another person. When we put too much weight in the belief of others to the detriment of our own belief in ourselves. So what does it look like when our self-image is too reliant on other people? Who am I becomes, who do people think I am? What do they think about me? Do they like to be around me? Do they like me? Do they like what I say? Do they like my opinions? Am I helpful to them? Do they think I did a bad job? Do they think I did a good job? Do they think I'm too angry, too happy, too emotional, not emotional enough, so on and so on. Everything being weighed by the opinions of other people. This leaves someone incredibly vulnerable to gaslighting. I'm Renee Swanson, your host of the Covert Narcissism Podcast. And thank you for joining me today. Today is kind of a continuation from last week when we talked about how to build a narcissist immune system. This is kind of a continuation of that. We're really going to dig into this self-image and where that self-image comes from and the effect that it has on your vulnerability to manipulation. If you are watching this on YouTube or listening to this podcast, wherever you are today, please hit that subscribe button, that follow button, so that you can stay current on the material that we are providing. But not only that, you then help us to spread the word to more people. You are vital in this mission to reaching our world of people just like you who are living in this nightmare. So I've said it many times, and I will continue saying it, that the best victim of gaslighting is someone who doubts themselves. This is someone who is quick to defer to the other person. One huge problem with this is that narcissistic people love to be that one person. They want to be the one who you are weighing all of your opinions and actions and beliefs and thoughts and attitudes and feelings. They want to be the center of all that, the one that you're hanging all of that on. And they love to talk in absolutes. Okay, that talking in absolutes is just detrimental to someone who already doubts themselves. I'll give you an example. When the narcissistic person says, "You are so angry all the time," that's that absolute. They talk in alls and nevers. And if you have even the smallest element inside of you that maybe you're afraid what they're saying might be true. Am I angry all the time? And you doubt yourself, then you are far more susceptible to this verbal attack. You know, you might think, boy, I did get angry the other day. I was frustrated and here I am again. I'm angry again. Maybe they're right. Right there is all it takes to hook you into their manipulation. They've got you right where they want you. Because now you doubt yourself, you turn the blame back on yourself, you forget about why you were angry, what they did that caused all the anger. All of that just gets swept under the rug, and instead now you dig in to fix you. Well, this is exactly what they want, and you work extra hard to never get angry again. You see, there's this level of perfection that covert narcissists, living with a covert narcissist, it pushes you to this form of this level of perfection that's just not reachable. It isn't possible to turn off your anger all the time, nor should you. It's not healthy. And in fact, the harder you try, guess what? The angrier you become. So one day you just erupt like a volcano and you have no idea why you are so angry. You know, emotions, they're energy based. And containing them inside of you and never letting them out, that's like becoming a pressure cooker. Okay, you just put this big lid on your emotions and you keep them inside all the time, but you keep turning up the heat. Well, who's turning up the heat, by the way? It's the covert narcissist in your life. And every emotion that gets added adds a little bit more internal pressure here. And over time, you become that pressure cooker that's got to be released. Well, if you've ever cooked with a pressure cooker, you know that they've got this button that you can release a little bit of pressure at a time. You push this button and it sprays out, you know, all this energy, but it does it controlled. It's little bits at a time, releasing that steam out a little bit at a time. Well, this is safe, okay? And when you have safety in your world, emotional safety, be it with yourself or with a person or a family, friend, whoever, when you have emotional safety, it's like you've got that little button that lets you release some of these internal pressures, this internal, you know, emotions a little bit at a time so that you can do this safely. If you don't have that, you're not emotionally safe, then it's more like, you know, the lid just comes flying off and it bursts, you know, puts holes in the ceilings and, you know, breaks things and hurts people because this is not done in a safe way. So let's talk about finding emotional safety. Finding it with another person is absolutely amazing, okay? But it is incredibly difficult to do. Not this level of safety. The level of safety I'm really talking about is where you can truly be yourself. But you must find that level of emotional safety within you. That's where it needs to exist. You have to give yourself permission to be you, permission to have feelings, good or bad, permission to have thoughts, good or bad, and quit judging yourself. If you join the narcissistic person and start blaming yourself for being angry, then you've taken away your own emotional safety within you and you have stepped right into their trap and you have become hooked by the manipulations of a covert narcissist. Many, if not most, victims of covert narcissistic abuse do this. The covert narcissistic abuse gets inside you and you start to abuse yourself. You take away your own right to have emotions, your own right to express your thoughts and feelings, your own right to not judge yourself. Let's go back to that example. You get so angry all the time. This is the covert narcissist throwing this in your face. And you do get angry occasionally, which, by the way, is very normal. It's very human. Everyone does this, whether they admit it or not, whether they try to stuff it inside or not. Everyone gets angry. But if you already know this about yourself and you accept it, yes, I'm human. You give yourself emotional safety. You give yourself permission to be angry sometimes. Well, then you're not as vulnerable to this gaslighting and manipulating and blame shifting that just happened. If you accept this within yourself, then you are more immune to the gaslighting. You're less defensive. You're less quick to blame yourself and you're less willing to internalize their words. And so instead, you might simply respond, "No, not all of the time, but I do get angry sometimes." And that's it. That's it. Such a simple response with nothing to defend. No, not all the time, because that's the absolute the covert narcissist talks in. But you are owning that that's, no, it's not all the time, but I do get angry sometimes. You have just given yourself the right to be angry and refused to judge yourself for it. Now, they might not accept your words, but that's on them. You have spoken your truth, plain and simple, without defensiveness, They may jump right into a blame game, a circular conversation, a silent rage, and so on. But this shows who they are. That's on them. They are not willing to give you the space to be human or give you the space to even have a healthy perspective of yourself. That's on them. No one has the right to take that away from you. Now, you need to distinguish between their version of perfect and a healthy version of normal. Their version of perfect is not reachable. Okay, they leave no space for humanness. You are supposed to match everything they need all the time, whenever they need it, and you're supposed to be able to just do that on a whim. Okay, their version of perfect is whatever they want you to be at any given moment. If I'm mad at my boss and you're not angry enough with me, then I don't feel supported by you and it's your fault. If I'm having a rough day and you're upset that the house is a mess, then I don't feel cared for by you and it's your fault. They expect you to be the perfect match for them, the perfect puzzle piece to their current status, whatever that might be, the perfect concoction of chemicals that they need right then for their feelings, their insecurities, their emotions, their thoughts, their attitudes, and so on. And you are just supposed to be able to know what it is they need to figure this out on your own and become that. Now, distinguish between that and a healthy version of yourself, leaving room for your own mistakes, your own weaknesses, leaving room for your own negative feelings, full of ups and downs, leaving room for needs of your own. You can't read their mind and you can't be everything all the time, nor should you be. This is not even something you should be striving for. The most important person for you to get to know is yourself. Not what others think about you. What do you think about you? Start by validating who you are. One of the exercises I like to give to people in my group sessions and individual sessions is identity columns. You make four columns across this piece of paper. One is what I know to be true of myself. That's on one side. The other side, the other extreme side, is what do I know is not true of myself. And in between, it's what am I afraid might be true of me, or what am I afraid might not be true of me. Those are the columns we need to dig into. If I am afraid, maybe I'm not as compassionate as I think I am. And if I'm afraid that that might not be true, then I am going to be victim to gaslighting if I'm around the wrong person at the wrong time. But if I know I'm a compassionate person and I can bank on that and I trust my heart and I trust my feelings and thoughts and cares for other people, then I'm not going to be victim to the gaslighting when somebody tries to use that against me. Again, it doesn't make me perfect. I'm not trying for perfect. But I know and trust my heart as a compassionate heart. So then when I do accidentally hurt somebody, I don't feel like I'm a horrible person. I don't beat myself up for it. I just go and make it right, trusting the compassion of my heart. This requires complete honesty with yourself and no judgment. Give yourself grace. It is completely okay to be wherever you are on this journey of life right now. We live in a world full of shoulds. I should be this. I should be that. I should have found peace already. I should be, you know, living in a big fancy house by now. I should have whatever. Drop the shoulds. It's time to be honest with yourself about who you are. Build self-kindness. More folks are going through what you are living than you realize. Narcissistic relationships only work for the narcissist. They don't work for the other person. It's a great deal for them. You're tap dancing around all of them, you know, all of their whims and all of their moods and all of their attitudes. It's a great deal for them, but not for you. The longer we are in the relationship, the more of our self-compassion that we lose. Catch yourself in your own self-judgment and stop. Be present with how you feel. Be curious about how you feel and quit shaming yourself. Know that you are not alone. This right there helps to break that cycle of thought that there must be something wrong with you. You are not alone on this journey. Self-care is vitally important. Give yourself grace. If I give myself grace, this also gives my kids permission to give themselves grace. We need to start that trend in our families. This cycle of narcissistic abuse has gone on for far too long in these family units. It's time to start a cycle of compassion and care with ourselves. It explodes our empathy and compassion for others. I wish you so much peace on your journey of healing.
You have been listening to the Covert Narcissism Podcast with your host, Renee Swanson. Be sure to check out our website at www.covertnarcissism.com. There you will find many resources just for you to help you on this journey. You can also reach out to me by email at renee@cnglifecoaching.com. Those letters are CNG as in Covert Narcissism Group. I do look forward to hearing from you. I wish you so much peace on your journey of healing.
The information provided by Renee Swanson and the Covert Narcissism Podcast is for educational purposes only and is not to be used for diagnosis purposes and not intended to be a substitute for clinical care. Please consult a healthcare provider for guidance specific to your case. This material discusses narcissism in general. It does not claim that any specific person has narcissism and should not be used to refer to any specific person as having narcissism. Permission is not granted to link to or repost this material to support an allegation or a claim that any specific person is a narcissist. That would be an unauthorized misuse of the material and information provided.